This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Last year, San Mateo County had zero homicides. Rapes were down 26%, burglaries down 23%, assaults down 40%, and stolen property down 38%. And remember the rash of catalytic converter thefts on the coastside last year? They have all but disappeared. With statistics like these, most people would say that the sheriff's office and Sheriff Christina Corpus and her deputies are doing a good job. Yet San Mateo County supervisors are spending millions of dollars in calling for a special election to give them the authority to fire her. And according to a sample ballot recently sent to voters, they are not alone. Several government officials have joined with them in an effort to remove the duly elected sheriff. The alleged reason? Abuse of power, unethical behavior, and gross misconduct. Not so, says Pacifica resident Dan Stetnik. Dan is not part of law enforcement or county government, but he has been studying the charges and says things are not as they appear to be. We thought it would be good to hear his reasons why voters should vote no on Measure A.
Thanks, Jim. We hear the word going around corruption here from the Judge Lidoris Cordell's report on there. In reality, the only accusation that has been disproven after the judge misread an acronym, CBRE, that was originally stated incorrectly but stands for CB Richard Ellis, and that was never corrected on the judge's report. I talk to a lot of DSA members, et cetera, and I listened to DSA Deputy Sheriff's Association Head Carlos Tapia for 45 minutes last Wednesday, and Mr. Tapia openly represented that this was a labor issue based on $34 million a year of double overtime that was promised but not received, apparently, after the presidential administration changed, and there's not more money there. This is a huge component of this is a labor issue. I think the county pretty much should have just gotten a labor negotiator in there immediately and solved this problem in 72 hours. And the county should have been the adults in the room, put a labor negotiator in there and solved this problem. And instead, they exacerbated and made a power grab that, frankly, it's not legal and no judge is going to let it proceed.
Now, you've just said something which, if I understand this correctly, if I'm listening to you and understand what you're saying, is that even if the measure should pass, you think that when it goes through the legal system that the sheriff will still prevail?
That's correct. I think I was one of 10 people, maybe two or three, that weren't attorneys at the last hearing. And there's another hearing on February 26th in front of Judge Nicole Healy in Superior Court. And basically, the state of California never intended that there be a mechanism where a district-elected board of supervisors could immediately remove a superior elected. And that's what they're trying to do.
I guess they're trying to change the law to allow that to be. If I understand it, that's what this measure is all about, that they don't have the authority, but they want the voters to give them the authority to do that. And what's interesting is that it basically has a limited time effect, which means that their argument, I suppose, could be, well, look, we're not going to do this forever. We're not taking away the voters' rights forever. We just have to do it this one time to get rid of what we think is a bad apple. They might come back and say, well, yeah, yes, this is such a grievous situation that we need to change the law just one time to be able to do this. Now, the other thing that I myself personally find interesting is that when I read the press releases that are coming out of Redwood City, I see nothing but wonderful things being said about the sheriff's department. Crime is down. Our sheriff, Christina Corpus, is instituting various and sundry programs that seem to be well received by the general public. So I guess in one sense, a person who was just a bystander would say, well, look, it seems like the sheriff's office is doing a great job, but yet everybody wants to get rid of her.
Sure, I understand that. Our on the coast side here in Assembly District 23, our congressman is the great Sam Liccardo, and that district goes all the way down to San Jose. My immediate family in the Assembly District 23 had four relatives murdered in a six-month period during the pandemic. My kids don't go to school worried about whether they're going to get murdered each day. It's not something I think about, and most people in San Mateo County don't ever think about that. The reason is, this is the safest county in California, according to the Attorney General's State of the Region report. Last year in unincorporated San Mateo County, which is 75% of the county, which is primarily what's on the coast side here and in district 3 here, there were zero murders in 2024. I believe in 1 year, I think it was 2021, on my street, eight neighbors had their catalytic converters stolen. Four of them were Toyota Priuses, two were other Toyotas, and I can't remember what the other two, but we haven't had a single catalytic converter stolen since this sheriff took office. And that's small crime, but the murder is big crime. And turning your murder rate to zero is arguably the most important metric of any sheriff. And of course, it's not just the sheriff. It's the sheriff. It's the hardworking folks at the DSA. And it's also the district attorney, Steve Wagstaff, who deserve credit for that. But it absolutely is the sheriff that's driving this.
It seems to stem from basically the judge that you mentioned issuing that negative report on our sheriff. But it seems like there's been a lot of people that have just kind of fallen in line. I'm thinking of different cities where the city councils have said yes, agree that it's time for her to go. Do you get the feeling that maybe some of these people really haven't done their own due diligence?
Well, there's a couple things that work for sure here. Labor is telling electeds that they won't support him in the future if they don't vote to challenge the sheriff, if they don't vote for a vote of no confidence. In Millbrae, for instance, there was five city council members, and all five of them were contacted by the same person, and several of them were advised that you'll have past criminal convictions exposed if you don't vote for this. Absolutely, they're playing hardball. And this isn't a current judge necessarily. This is retired Judge Ladoris Hazard Cordell out of Santa Clara County. And these are bespoke, customized reports that have been paid for by the county at the behest of the county and supervisor and district attorney aspirant Ray Mueller. And basically, they've paid, I believe, $250,000 for this report. And, you know, there's been some inconsistencies. Ladoris Cordell has a good reputation. She did support Judge Persky in the Stanford rape recall. I believe she was appointed to the bench in 82. She's 76 years old right now. Quite frankly, she made some mistakes, and she should address those. But what's happened is this report has been unchallenged. It really hasn't had due diligence going on it. And 90% of what's been reported here are not illegalities, but just policy changes that any sitting sheriff can change with a snap of his or her fingers. The one accusation of corruption that was there was completely disproven because the judge misread an acronym.
Time doesn't permit us continuing down our interview process, although I'm sure there's so much more that we could touch on. Is there anywhere that a listener or a person could go? Can you recommend a website, or is there a place where a person could go to basically hear more of some of the arguments you made and touched upon the sample ballot that came out in your argument against Measure A? You just kind of touched a highlight, and what we've done in these past few minutes is we've done a much deeper dive into some of the things that you referenced in your comments here. Is there anywhere anywhere where a person can go to get more information?
Sure. And first of all, I'm going to say vote no on Measure A. It's a power grab by the Board of Supervisors. It's voter suppression, and it's not going to stand up in court. Second of all, I would just like to clarify that I don't represent the sheriff. I represent the 83,600 people that voted for the sheriff in a landslide victory that had the most votes of any sheriff or Board of Supervisors member in history. I suggest you check the sheriff's website. Take a look there. Take a look at the statistics. Take a look at the crimes report. And take a look at crimes from years past and just see that this is one of the most effective sheriffs in San Mateo County history. And we are now the safest county in California. And I just urge you to strongly vote no on Measure A and support this sheriff. And again, regardless of what happens on Measure A, there is zero chance that a judge will allow this to happen.
Well, Dan, thank you for coming in and sharing your thoughts with us. And you are kind of the lone voice out there that I've had a chance to interface with, speaking up on behalf of the sheriff as far as bringing to light the good things she's doing and maybe some of the things that people have misunderstood about this whole situation. So, again, thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to you keeping us informed.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for having me. And vote no on Measure A.
Pacifica resident Dan Stenick with his reasons why voters should vote no on Measure A, which calls for removing Christina Corpus as San Mateo County Sheriff. And in a late-breaking development, Judge Ladoris Cordell, who generated a report on these accusations, has admitted accidentally omitting information favorable to the sheriff. The expensive special election known as Measure A is set for March the 4th. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. They say the 50s were golden years for that generation. With the help of KHNB Time Machine host Cameron Palmer, we will journey back to 1956. It all begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9. Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
It's a fact of life that carpets wear out and need replacing. When this happens to you, visit Floors to Go. Locally owned and operated, Floors to Go carries a full variety of carpets, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, tiles, and stone. We'll help you choose the perfect floor for your lifestyle and your budget. We love our pets, but sometimes pets and carpets don't always mix. Floors to Go have pet-friendly carpet. Now your pets can live in harmony with your carpet. Let us show you how. Our showroom and office is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, right behind Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay. See our large selection of American-made products at floors2go.com. And then phone us at 726-6386.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1956!
The Time Machine has now arrived in 1956. What were things like in Half Moon Bay in those days? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, head on crash victim dies, Moss Beach businessman John Paul Rossi, 65, died as a result of injuries received on a head-on collision at Rockaway Beach. Rossi was the owner of the Lighthouse Cafe. According to CHP, Rossi collided head-on with another auto when he attempted to pass another auto, which was stopped for a left turn. Sheep population growing on the coast. Sheep numbers are on the increase on the coast side, as they seem well-suited to many of the local ranches because of their ability to eat short grass. 5 to 6 sheep may be carried where ordinarily only 1 cow could be maintained. Expensive fire damage to the Miramar home. 2 Half Moon Bay Fire Department volunteers firemen were injured when fighting a fire which swept the residence of D.E.D. Lovelace, residence in Miramar. Damage was estimated at $4,500. Two trucks and 15 men responded to the fire. And now for a little history in the making. From my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Don't know how many of you shop at Safeway, but it's a nice place to support a store that gives us so much sponsorship money for the Great Pumpkin Festival every year. They have an app that results in big savings once you learn the system. Instead of entering a member's phone number, you show your barcode on your phone from the Safeway app for the clerk to scan for the savings. The tricky part is that some of the deals require a camera photo of the item's barcode to get the discount. Those items are tagged as digital only. My mom, Adora, worked her way through this, and she saves about 25 to 38% so far on the bottom line. So I do guess it's worth learning a few more tricks. So let's keep calm and shop on. It's 1956. Living standards are getting better. There is a greater focus on education. One in three high school graduates are now going off to college. The standard of living is also reflected in the cost of living, with inflation at 1.52%. The cost of a new house is $11,700 on a yearly wage of $4,500. Ground coffee is 85 cents a pound, and gas is 22 cents a gallon. Stories making news. Cuban revolutionaries, including Fidel Castro, land in Cuba. Alabama bus segregation laws are declared illegal by the United States Supreme Court, and the U.S. carries out the H-bomb tests on the Bikini Atoll in the South Pacific. Actress Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier of Monaco. Popular TV shows include As the World Turns, The Price is Right. Well, mothers can now buy disposable diapers and non-stick frying pans. The epic film The Ten Commandments premieres and is the most expensive film ever made, with some of the largest sets ever created. It's nominated for 7 Academy Awards. In popular music, this R&B singer was nicknamed the Georgia Peach. He appeared in several movies, including Don't Knock the Rock and The Girl Can't Help It. He earned a technology degree and was ordained as a minister. Give up with this solid gold record. Here's Little Richard with Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a ministry, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's Bibble Species guy. Everything that Uncle John need. Oh, baby.
Croatian immigrants in Detroit, he was signed by Warner Brothers Pictures to be a child star and performed on the radio of KFWB, Los Angeles. He started recording in 1950, and by 1956, he has this four-week number one record. Here's Guy Mitchell and Singin' the Blues.
Singin' singing the blues.
Join me again next time for another journey and another year on the KHME Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Can people predict the weather? Is it El Nino or La Nina? Wet or dry? I just read that even the weather people are not sure. This is Jason Peters of Phil's Tire and Auto. Here's my weather tip. Be prepared for any weather and driving situation. And that means being proactive. Our staff is dedicated to helping you maintain your car or light truck. Quality service is why we are here. So, whether it's the best tires at the best prices, or oil changes, brakes, or just about any service or repair, we look forward to serving you. And remember to visit us online, PhilsTirePros.com, for discount coupons. Phil's Tire and Auto is located at 422 Parisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Drive safe. See you soon.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a great story I just read by Mike Koepka. Being a commercial dog walker myself, this story is near and dear to my heart. Wearing a cowboy hat, purple-tinted aviators, and a sturdy pair of overalls, Wild Bill Peacock appears out of the fog in the sand dunes like a character in a psychedelic spaghetti western. He calls himself the Dog Wrangler and is happy to be surrounded by 8 unleashed canines. Armed with an iridescent orange tennis ball launcher and a rainbow array of leashes slung over his shoulder, he drives packs of dogs through the sandy terrain at Fort Funston 3 times a day. At roughly $25 a dog, Peacock has 2 main jobs: to make sure they all get their exercise, and to pick up after them when they relieve themselves. Picking up poo used to gross me out at first, but after 10 years I can have a sandwich in one hand and a bag of poop in the other, Peacock said, grinning. Peacock saw his roommate making a living out of dog walking and figured, I can do that. He spent some of his formative years in Montana, so the cowboy persona seemed a natural identity. His given name is William Burke Peacock, but the matching initials are a nice coincidence. Once he took the dive into dog wrangling, Peacock went from being a depressed, overweight company man to the energetic entrepreneur he is today. He may make it look easy, but Peacock says it's not. People have this image that it's just hanging out at the beach with your dogs. It's at least 50% driving, Peacock said, as he stopped to pick up a dog. Last year, he put 25,000 miles on his bright blue truck with its steer horns mounted on the top. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, what's new at Kibbles and Gifts? If we don't got it, you don't want it. Kibbles is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look around. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to the show and Wild Bill Peacock. He's hardly alone at Fort Funston. Plenty of commercial dog walkers take advantage of the beachfront land controlled by the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. There's a strong sense of community. The walkers wave and call to each other by first names, and if a dog gets loose from a pack, they'll make a few fast calls and see that it's returned to its rightful minder. Peacock says the community is self-regulating. Most follow the unwritten rules on the dunes. They know to give each other packs space, especially at the drinking fountain, to avoid an ugly canine confrontation. To the uneducated viewer, it looks awful, Peacock said of a large pack. It looks like everything is totally out of control. But the whole idea of a pack is they sort of get a collective mind. They're no harder to control than one dog if you've got a good pack. The GGNRA isn't so sure. It's on the verge of imposing a dog plan for Fort Funston, Ocean Beach, Baker Beach, Chrissy Field, and other federally controlled areas that will require professional dog walkers to buy a $300 permit, show proof of liability insurance, and limit their packs to 6 dogs. Many commercial dog walkers are unhappy with the proposed plan and have said so during a public comment period that ends Monday. Peacock says he's fine with some of the proposed rules, but not the 6 dog limit. What gives the National Park Service the right to make these decisions for all dog owners in the Bay Area, he asked. No one gets to vote on it. I thought we were supposed to vote on things in this country. I'm pretty sure that my business can adapt, but I don't know that every dog owner has that same flexibility. This is basically the last days in the unregulated Wild West of dog walking. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
The stylist of today's haircuts loves seniors.
I am Heather, and I live in Half Moon Bay. I am here to talk about today's haircuts. Lou's been doing my hair for over 12 years, both here in Half Moon Bay and at her San Carlos location. She has done highlights and lowlights. She's colored my hair in numerous different ways. She's able to tackle all of my needs. I love going there. Lou and Esmeralda are phenomenal. All of the ladies at today's haircuts are great.
Today's Haircuts is your kind of salon. Today's Haircuts is open Monday through Saturday 9 to 6 and Sundays 9 to 3. Today's Haircuts is located at 101 Main Street in the Seaport Landing Center next to Ace Hardware in Half Moon Bay. Their phone number is 712-8191, 712-8191.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian.
Did you know beyond leaving you drowsy and irritable, sleepless nights can take a serious toll on your physical and mental health? Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health, talking to you about the health hazards linked to lack of sleep. Sleep deficiency can affect mood and the ability to make memories and learn, but it also affects metabolism, appetite, blood pressure, and levels of inflammation in the body, and perhaps even the immune response. Lack of sleep has been linked to stroke, obesity, diabetes, anxiety, depression, and the country's number one killers, heart disease and cancer. Number one, heart disease. Getting 7 hours of shut-eye after a day of healthy eating and moderate exercise can lower the risk of heart disease by up to 65%, according to a new study. The evidence is certainly growing that sleep should be added to our list of cardiovascular risk factors. The study adds to mounting evidence that sleep is key to heart health. A 2011 study published in the European Heart Journal found people who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were 48% more likely to develop or die from heart disease. Health hazard number two, stroke. A study of more than 5,600 people found that those who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more likely to suffer a stroke than their well-rested counterparts. We speculate that short sleep duration is a precursor to other traditional stroke risk factors. And once these traditional risk factors are present, then perhaps they become stronger risk factors than sleep duration alone. Stroke risk is also higher in people who are overweight, diabetic, or hypertensive, all conditions linked to poor sleep. Health hazard number 3, obesity and diabetes. Sporadic and irregular sleep can raise blood sugar levels and slow the body's metabolism, increasing the risk of obesity and diabetes. Sleep deficiency can also lead to bad food choices, according to a study that found that the sight of unhealthy food activated reward centers in the brains of sleep-deprived people. The results suggest that with less sleep, individuals will find unhealthy foods more attractive and rewarding, which may lead to greater consumption of these foods.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about health hazards linked to sleep. The fourth health hazard linked to lack of sleep is anxiety and depression. Sure, sleepless nights make for miserable mornings, but chronic sleep deficiency can lead to anxiety and depression, both serious mood disorders. They have trouble focusing and sometimes they feel like they just don't care anymore. Brain imaging suggests sleep deprivation can boost activities in the brain's emotional centers, according to another study. Our results suggest that just one night of sleep loss significantly alters the optimal functioning of this essential brain process, especially among anxious individuals. Study author Andrea Golson from the Sleep and Neuroimaging Laboratory at the University of California, Berkeley, said in a statement, "This is perhaps never more relevant considering the continued erosion of sleep time that continues across our society." The last health hazard linked to lack of sleep is cancer. Sleep deficiency has also been linked to an increased risk of cancer. A 2008 study published in the British Journal of Cancer found women who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more likely to develop breast cancer, and a 2010 study published in the journal Cancer found that those who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more likely to have colorectal polyps, which can lead to colon cancer. The biological mechanisms are unclear, but lack of sleep has been shown to boost levels of inflammation in the body and interfere with the immune response, both of which have been implicated in cancer. Sleep is restorative, says Daikin, and if you don't get it, your health will suffer. Finally, now that you have learned the importance of getting enough sleep, here's a few tips for achieving that sleep. Make sure your bedroom is dark and quiet, and avoid reading anything that's going to make you excited or worried, says Daikin. Try not to exercise or eat a big meal within 3 hours of your bedtime, but don't go to bed hungry either. Much of sleep deficiency is self-inflicted, but adults should do their best to go to bed at regular times and aim to have 7.5 hours on the average of sleep, says Daikin. Set your schedule such that you honor and respect your sleep needs. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, wishing you plenty of sleep and good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel.
the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. It's so great to be back here with you and in this beautiful studio in downtown Half Moon Bay. We really appreciate all our listeners out there on the coastside and across the interweb. This week, we are going to be celebrating Black History Month. I do sing in a gospel choir. I am the president of the Board of Trustees for Living Jazz. So, yes, in my world, we do celebrate Black History Month. We've got a great concert coming up on February 22nd to celebrate it as well, called Joyful Noise. In the meantime, we're going to thank our sponsor, Cameron, of Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, who always has joyful times, joyful people, joyful food and beverages and music. People are making joyful noises there, too. Cameron, we really appreciate all that you do and supporting live music on Thursdays with open mic and Fridays and Saturdays with karaoke. And sometimes there's some good bands coming up. I don't know. St. Patrick's Day probably has something live and happening going on at Cameron's. We're going to continue along with our thanks for Cameron and our celebration of Black music. So Joyful Noise is coming up, like I said, at the United Methodist Church in Los Altos on Saturday, February 22nd at 6 o'clock. We're going to be doing a lot of great tunes. It's a reunion choir of members of the Rejoice Gospel Ensemble and Foothill Gospel Chorus. I was part of both of those when I got started singing gospel music, and I'm so grateful for them. And there's also members of the Los Altos United Methodist Choir. So we're all getting together. People are coming from all over the country to perform as part of this. Virginia Gross Roberts is the director of Rejoice Gospel Ensemble, and Niall Norton was the director of the Foothill Gospel Chorus for many years. And they're coming back to town as well. It's going to be a really good time. So I'm going to go through some tunes, kind of through the history of Black music, and we're going to get started with an African Zulu traditional song called Siya Hamba. This version is performed by the Angel City Chorale, and you can find it on YouTube. Ours is a little bit different that we'll be performing, but this is a cool version of it. So enjoy Siya Hamba. You grooving. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel, and we just listened to a traditional Zulu folk song called Siya Hamba, and we're going to be performing that at the Joyful Noise coming up on February 22nd at the Los Altos United Methodist Church. I used to sing that on the coast side with the Coastside a cappella ensemble that a few members are still around. Most of us A lot of us are gone, but a couple are getting back together for this concert. So it's really a fun time. We hope you're going to be able to make it down there. It's an early show too, 6 o'clock on Saturday, February 22nd down in Los Altos. Anyway, the next song we're bringing in is a traditional gospel tune, kind of from the field version. It's called Steal Away, and it's got mixed messages in it, mixed metaphors. The Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir sings a very different version of this. This one is more traditional, and it's kind of cool. It builds up, and the version we're listening to here was from the San Jose Gospel Choir, and it was recorded a number of years ago, I think about 35 years ago. So it's kind of cool the way that it's done. I hope you enjoy this version of Steal Away. Don't you love those pure young voices? And then it was a live version of that from a concert at San Jose State. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We just listened to Steal Away by the San Jose State Gospel Choir from back in 1990. So we're doing that same version on February 22nd at Joyful Noise, a reunion choir celebrating the musical director of that church. Dirk DeMonte, he's coming up on retirement, so we're all getting together to celebrate him and this wonderful music that we're making together. All right, next up we have a traditional spiritual that we're performing. It's called Hear Me, Redeemer, and the version we're going to listen to is by the Crystal Cathedral Choir, of all things, and it's a traditional spiritual and in black gospel music. They had to sing in the style of classical music and operatic classical music. So these spirituals were what they sang to please their owners, the plantation owners. And they used the very traditional style. Now, this version is not a black gospel group singing it. It's very, it's mixed race, Crystal Cathedral Choir. In the video, you can see that. But again, very traditional, very lovely. And we will be performing this song as well, called Hear Me, Redeemer.
Hear
right. We just got you your classical spiritual music going on by the Crystal Cathedral Choir. It's called Hear Me, Redeemer. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. And believe it or not, we're celebrating Black History Month in music. We're going to be performing that as part of the Joyful Noise Celebration that's coming up February 22nd, Saturday, at the Los Altos United Methodist Church. It's at 6 o'clock. And we're bringing a bunch of great groups together, a couple that I used to participate in, and I'm so excited. Anyway, next up is Great Day by Richard Smallwood. Now, this is much more contemporary. Gospel music had some middle ground before we got to here, but this is a contemporary tune that is a ton of fun. Should bring a lot of energy back to you. I'm really looking forward to performing it. It's called Great Day, and the version we're listening to again is Richard Smallwood in Atlanta. It's a live version, so enjoy. Okay, that was a party, wasn't it? We're going to keep the party going with this final song from Leap of Faith. It's Patti LaBelle singing Are You Ready for a Miracle? And yours truly has the solo on this at the concert. So, yes, this is some shameless self-promotion. and it's so much fun to sing. I sang it with the Los Altos United with the Foothill Gospel Choir back in the day, and they asked me to do it again, and I'm absolutely thrilled. And some of you co-signers may remember Todd Gilbert. He's going to be doing the male solo on this. So he's the one who got me out here to Half Moon Bay in the first place. As we were singing together in the gospel choir, we got to know each other and worked on a duo project. Anyway, it's a great time. We're going to take you out with this. I hope you can make it out to Los Altos United Methodist Church and join us on February 22nd for this amazing concert. Lots of great people. It's going to be a good time. So if not, just enjoy the music. And thanks so much for listening to us. This is Are You Ready for a Miracle?
miracle. Are you ready for a miracle?
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, many claim that the government is slowly eroding individual rights. It is true that rights which our founders considered unalienable, including what the Declaration of Independence called the right to life, have now become alienable and are bestowed or removed at the pleasure of government. What caused our once unalienable liberties to become so alienable? Thomas Jefferson accurately identified the root of this problem when he declared, "Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with His wrath?" According to Thomas Jefferson, our rights will remain unalienable only so long as we understand that God and God alone is the author of our rights.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.